So much work has been done in the Old Town, Leck and Ran areas in building and construction, and there's significant heavy construction traffic moving over that bridge. And the volume, the sheer volume of traffic of all subscriptions going over that bridge is beyond what it was ever designed to do. The cracks at this stage, especially when the strong sunlight's there, you can really see into the cracks. And this is not a mere talking about pointing something and just filling in cracks between it. To me, there is significant movement, and it really needs a really thorough examination for the safety of the public in general.
If you were to impose a ban on heavy vehicles such as buses, given the location of schools, it could cause absolute traffic chaos if buses can't go over that bridge.
Chaos won't be the word for it. The nearest crossing after the Port Bridge is New Mills. And the thing about the council, with all due respect, on a number of occasions in the last 10 years that I've been calling on this bridge to be monitored and maintained, they've always said there's nothing, and the next thing, the scaffolding will go up and you'll see men sliding in there and work starting to happen. We shouldn't have to wait for the general public, people like myself, to keep an eye. It's the public's notifying me. It's the people that are really genuinely walking it every day that send me photographs. And then I stop and I go and investigate and try and take some photos myself. There are several bridges around this county. The Old Town's not just the only one. There's walls still collapsed at bridges in Glenswilly and Fintown that I see on a regular basis. And I'm sure many people could phone about bridges in their area. I have officially reported this like a health safety concern on the roads. I've reported it to the Gardaí this time because I'm so concerned, and I've asked them to elevate it. I've reported it, I've written to every individual councillor on a collective email to the engineers. You know, I want a real thorough investigation of the structural integrity of the bridge as we have it today. Where are the specialists here? Where are the engineers that we used to employ? They should be out here, and I need them out to check this bridge for the public's concerns and safety.